free love, nudity, and space aliens. Who doesn't love all that? One group decided to walk the walk instead of just talking the talk, and made those things features of their new religion, called Raelism. They believe humans were created by an alien race. Today we're going to learn about their mysterious founder and find out just why they all like to be naked. The Raelians are coming up next on Skeptoid. Head on over to skeptoid.com/store and explore the Skeptoid store where curiosity meets cool. We have books, socks, shirts, hoodies, and more. Check out our slick new Bigfoot design, where the mystery of this legendary cryptid never looked so good. And while you're here, don't forget to grab a Skeptoid USB drive, your portal to all episodes and all our movies, now including the UFO movie They Don't Want You to See. That's not all we have planned. We have a lineup of way more cool stuff coming soon. So head on over, skeptoid.com/store, and snag your swag. You're listening to Skeptoid. I'm Brian Dunning from skeptoid.com. Who are the Raelians, and why are they naked? A journalist once shouted, "The Raelians are great material. They're sexy, good-looking nudists, and they worship space aliens." If that doesn't get your attention, you're probably dead. So, who are the Raelians? Most people have heard of them, but few know much about them beyond some vague reference to space aliens or cloning. The Raelians were founded in 1973 by a young French street musician, race car driver, and automotive journalist named Claude Virilion. Please pardon my non-effort to pronounce that properly. In December of that year, he was hiking around in the crater of an extinct volcano in France and claims to have been greeted by the sight of a flying saucer coming down and landing. A little alien came out and approached him. The alien looked like a short Japanese guy and fortuitously spoke French, French being the universal language, as we know. For an hour each day over 6 consecutive days, the alien, whose name was Yahweh, met with Virilion and explained the true history of the Earth. Evidently, Yahweh's alien race were called the Elohim, which also happens to be a Hebrew word with a variety of vague meanings pertaining to holiness or divine beings. Raelians interpret the word as referring to the alien creators of humanity, who came from the sky. Over the course of the 6 days, Yahweh explained all of the events of the Old Testament as being actual events with purely natural explanations, usually assisted by the Elohim. Adam and Eve, for example, were a literal man and woman who came from DNA custom designed by the Elohim. Humanity is literally the implanted descendants of the Elohim. And, like the Christian Second Coming, Yahweh promised Virilion that the Elohim would return to Earth when enough of its people have learned the true history of their race and have become peaceful and prosperous. For this purpose, Virilion was instructed to build an embassy at which the Elohim can be received when they show up. Well, as you can imagine, Virilion must have been pretty well floored by this startling experience, so much so that he adopted the name Rael, with two little umlauts over the E to make it look more exotic, and set forth to found the organization specified by Yahweh. In time, this became the International Raelian Movement. 2 years later, Yahweh kicked it up a notch. He came back, and this time picked up Rael and took him for a ride in his flying saucer. They first stopped at an orbiting spa in the outer reaches of our solar system, where Rael received a relaxing massage and aromatherapy treatment. And I swear to you, I'm not making this up. This is the doctrine they believe. They then proceeded to the Elohim's homeworld, a warm jungle planet called the Planet of the Eternals. Rael was introduced to Jesus, Buddha, Mohammed, and Moses, and the group went out for a nice dinner. Rael was then shown their facilities for creating immortal biological robots. They created one of his mother, and a whole group of attractive young females, and they all went back to Rael's apartment and had a party. Rael has written extensively about his climax at the party. Please read these accounts yourself if you think I'm in any way exaggerating or coloring this. All of Rael's books are freely available on the internet. The next morning, Rael was taken to another facility where they used a helmet machine like something out of a Star Trek episode to maximize his faculties, presumably making him as intelligent as possible. Yahweh then explained the importance of this procedure. It was to best prepare Rael for geniocracy, a form of government where intelligence determines who should lead. Yahweh then flew Rael back to Earth. The total time between Rael's first encounter and his return from the trip into space? 666 days. By this time, there were a few hundred members of the Raelian movement. Over the last 30 years or so, this number has grown to somewhere in the tens of thousands, though estimates vary. Japan and Korea, in particular, have taken quite kindly to the Raelian movement, and you'll find some of their largest chapters over there. So now, let's look at all of these tens of thousands of people a little more closely to find out who they are and what they believe. Significantly, they embrace technological advances to improve the human condition. They support genetically modified crops to best feed the growing population. They love advanced materials science and nanotechnology. They support nuclear power and fusion research for cheap, clean energy. They support genetic research and manipulation to produce people who are as healthy and long-lived as genetically possible. They support terraforming of other planets as the technology becomes available. Much has been made of the company Clonaid, which is owned and operated by Raelians, and claims to have already created at least one human clone, amid great scientific and ethical controversy. The child is said to be a girl named Eve, living in Israel. Clonaid's mission is to create human clones that grow rapidly as spare parts and new bodies for aging humans. Transfer your intelligence into your new cloned body, according to procedures detailed by Yahweh that involve advanced computer backups, and suddenly you're 25 again.
Are you ready to take your Skeptoid experience to the next level? Head on over to Skeptoid.com/GoPremium to become a proud member and unlock a world of exclusive benefits. Picture this: ad-free listening and extended versions of every new episode, diving deep into the mysteries and real truth without interruption. Take this opportunity to elevate your journey and join the Skeptoid community today. Skeptoid.com/GoPremium.
Philosophically, Raelians oppose war and violence in all its forms. Raelians frequently appear at anti-war rallies dressed as aliens, which seems incongruous since they say that aliens look like humans. Raelians also embrace free love and nudity. They consider love to be the answer to virtually all of the world's problems. It's been reported that at some Raelian conferences, attendees wear colored wristbands indicating what gender, or genders, they'd like to have sex with tonight. Nudity is the de facto uniform at many Raelian retreats. I've heard from more than one source that sexual tourists to Asia are catching on to the Raelian movement. Show up in Japan or Korea, find a local Raelian chapter, and pretend to be a fellow Raelian, and you get all the sex you want. Plus, it's free and much cleaner and safer than what you get from the back alley brothels. There are affiliated Raelian organizations dedicated to free love. Rael's Girls, for example, is comprised exclusively of atheist female adult film stars dedicated to Rael. Their website says, "Rael's Girls want to share the understanding that you can be spiritual, you can be happy, without the guilt of God and religion." This might be a good time to mention that I'm hosting a Raelian retreat this Friday evening in my hot tub. Please RSVP on the website. Take the perverted posers out of the equation and just focus on the true Raelian philosophy, and many atheists and skeptics will find a lot that they can get on board with. Science as a solution to the problems of the world is a great strategy. Advanced technology to improve health and longevity is a great thing, too. Love instead of war, who can argue with that? Moreover, the Raelian movement is probably less harmful than many other religions, since they don't teach that your child can be cured of his cancer by telepathically appealing to a paranormal superbeing. And so far, nobody's ever fought a war or perpetrated a terrorist attack over Raelian religious differences. So, if it's that great, why don't we all rush right out and become Raelians today? The answer to this is similar to what I gave when we discussed neo-pagan religions in Skeptoid Episode 23. There might be a lot to recommend about many aspects of Raelian philosophy, but the problem comes when you examine the underlying dogma. The statement from Rael's Girls actually sums it up quite well, that you can be happy and support science and technology and love without the guilt of God and religion, though I'd take it a step further and say that you can have all that without the fiction of Rael's ridiculous alternative creation myth and stupid alien stories. You can have all that without adopting an untrue belief system. The Elohim, Rael's spaceship rides, and the $20 million alien embassy outside Jerusalem. The Raelian story of creation cannot be reconciled with what we know of evolutionary biology and our planet's geological development. Fundamentally, true Raelians do what they do and believe what they believe because they see Rael as a prophet who brought back an alternative creation myth from outer space. And by doing so, they are setting aside reason and rationality. And when they go forward with their cloning research and their genetically modified crops and their free love retreats, they are doing it without reason or rationality. And that's just plain dangerous and dumb. My guess is that a lot of Raelians are young people who are attracted to the free love, and that's fine. But when they grow up and found companies like CloneAid doing real experiments on real humans, it's time to grow up for real and formally reject the irrationality of Raelian dogma. The CloneAid people haven't done that. Even if you support genetic research, and a lot of skeptics do, companies like CloneAid, who do it for the wrong reasons, should be regarded as dangerous, dangerous animals. You're listening to Skeptoid. I'm Brian Dunning from Skeptoid.com.